Thank you, Don. And take your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse 35. Luke 18, 35. I'm going to give you probably the longest introduction you've ever seen. Within the introduction, there will be an outline. And then we'll get to the message, which is not as long as the introduction.
Amen.
Thank you, Larry. I would have been disappointed if Larry hadn't said amen. All right, Luke 18, 35. It says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God." I want to talk to you tonight about opportunity. Opportunity. Here's a fella that had an opportunity, and he took advantage of that opportunity. I'm saddened by all the opportunities that we let go by, where we don't take advantage of the opportunity that we have. And I'm going to show you some things I think will help you tonight. Father, bless the preaching. Please speak to our hearts, give us what we need, and guide us, Lord, into the truth of the Scripture. Holy Spirit, we need you to show us Jesus and show us in our lives how that He can help us and how that we can be better Christians for you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just recently, you missed a great opportunity. Perhaps, maybe you took advantage of it, but on September 9th of this year, you had an opportunity to see the day and the month and the year. Two times you had the opportunity to see the numbers 09, 09, 09, 09, 09, 09. How many of you looked at that? A couple people actually noticed that. All right, very good. Since January 1st of 01, we've had opportunities like that. 01, 01, 01, 01, 01, 01. Are you following it? Steve, you look totally confused, but that's good. And we'll have that same opportunity twice, two times on these days, all the way through December of 2012. And if you want to think through all that, you can, or you can listen to me and think through it later on. But 12, December 12th of 012, not, well, 012, you don't say 012. December 12th of 12, it's not that funny, Allison. At 12:12 and 12 seconds. Got it? All right, good. These are opportunities. I'm trying to give you things to look forward to. On January 2nd of 03, you missed a great opportunity. You could have seen 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06. I'm trying to help you. All right? And September 10th, you do have something you can look forward to for 2011, because on September 10th, at 12, 13, and 14 seconds, it'll be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. These are great opportunities, I'm telling you. And if you'd have really been paying attention, way back in March of this year, you could have seen 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 18. No, 12, 15, 18. So anyway, you could have seen 13, 18, but better to see 12, 15. Anyway. And there are many, many different things like that, and I don't want to get into all that. But did you ever have a car where you were waiting on the odometer to show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 tenths? Anybody? I've actually seen it, remember it, waited for it, longed for it. And anyway, these are opportunities. And these are opportunities that probably you're not going to get another opportunity to do again. And that's the way many opportunities are, honestly. They are, it's here. And this is the opportunity, and some of you are going to write that down now, I'm going to look at that, so I'll be able to say that I did it. And they're here, and then they're gone. And that's why this passage is so special to me, because here was an opportunity. Here's a blind beggar. The Bible says a blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. He heard some noise out there. He knew there was a great crowd. And he asked about it. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And immediately he remembered some things apparently that he had heard about Jesus. And he thought, this is my opportunity. I mean, I'm blind. I'm a beggar. The reason I'm a beggar is because I'm blind. I can't get a job. And he says, hey, here is my opportunity. And he took advantage of that opportunity. It scares me how many opportunities we let go by and how many we do not take advantage of. I want to encourage you tonight to make the most out of every opportunity that you get. I think back to people that had opportunity, and again, there's no way we could go through all of them in the Bible, but Adam and Eve had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to walk with God in the Garden of Eden. They had a perfect environment. They had a great opportunity to spend time, and they enjoyed their time with God. But of course, they got drawn away of their own lust and enticed, as we often do, but they had a wonderful opportunity. How about Job? Did he ever have an opportunity? You say, good night, preacher. I mean, Job went through a tough trial. Well, that's one of the things I'm going to show you here tonight. But Job had an opportunity because God in heaven said to the devil, consider my servant Job. And right immediately, Job has this great opportunity to do a great thing for God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Boy, they all had great opportunities. Every one of them. And as I preached recently, sometimes some of them, they at one time or another, they fell. But again, they had an opportunity to get up and to go on. And again, they had many opportunities. Moses had a great opportunity. And he had a wonderful opportunity to lead God's people. And we talk about Moses to this day and refer to many of the great things that he did. Joshua had an opportunity to take over, to take charge, to lead the people into the promised land. What a great, great opportunity Joshua had. Did it come down to him saying, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord? Did it come down to what was the opportunity for Joshua? Was it to lead the people or was it to take his stand and say, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord? He had opportunity. Saul had a great opportunity. We know that. He was the king of Israel. The people did not want God to be their king. They wanted a king who they could look at. They wanted a king who they could talk to. They wanted a king that they could take their problems to and all of that. And Saul had a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. David, wow, what a great opportunity. You know, the shepherd boy. Unbelievable, the story of David. And one that should inspire people all over the place. I mean, he had an opportunity. If you could only imagine how he must have felt when Samuel anointed him with oil. And said, this is the king. This will be the king. And he's just a boy. He's just a young man. And he's a shepherd. And nobody would ever have picked. I mean, they would have picked Eliab, his brother. Not David. But God said to David, he said, hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Here is an opportunity, David, to do something. I honestly believe that David was the kind of guy, he was an average kind of a fella. He wasn't the tallest, he wasn't the strongest, he wasn't the fastest, he wasn't the smartest, but he had an opportunity. Are you listening? God in heaven said, I pick you. I'm giving you an opportunity. Samson had an opportunity. And he did some great things for the Lord with his opportunity. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They had an opportunity. You say, preacher, what I'm waiting on is I'm waiting on God to send me a letter telling me this is your opportunity. I'm waiting on God to tap me on the shoulder and say, okay, son, okay, young lady, this is your opportunity. I'm waiting on God to write across the sky. Today is your day of opportunity. Oh, let me tell you, that isn't how God works. That's not the way God works. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it was a matter of whether they would bow down or whether they would worship God. You say, well, that preacher, that's a persecution. That's a difficult time. That's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Our children sing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We preach about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We love to tell how they came out of that furnace. The ropes were burnt off of them. But the Bible says they didn't even smell like smoke. And you know where it all started? It all started with an opportunity. That's where it started. It did not start with three great men. You will find that greatness comes after the opportunity. Well, yeah, but I didn't know that it was my opportunity. Let me tell you something. God puts us in a place of opportunity over and over and over again. And it's up to you and I to take advantage of the opportunity. Daniel's the same way. By the way, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how'd they get there in the first place? They got there in the first place the same way Daniel did. In the captivity, they were taken from their homes, probably saw their parents murdered. They were taken out of their church, out of their city, out of their country. They were taken away from those that loved them, taken away from everything they had ever known, put into a strange land. You say, preacher, you call that an opportunity? I'm waiting on writing across the sky. No, they had an opportunity. It was a terrible time for those four boys and many others. I often wonder how many others were taken like they were taken, but they did not take advantage of that opportunity. I often wonder how many here have had great opportunities, but because it seemed like this is a bad thing, we didn't call it an opportunity. We called it just a bad thing. Peter had an opportunity. The other disciples had an opportunity. Paul had an opportunity. Again, we're in the introduction. Think about opportunities that come across our way. Think about some opportunities. First opportunity I think of is the opportunity to be saved. Amen. By the way, isn't it amazing how we all recognize that? I mean, we do recognize that because most of the people in this room tonight are saved. Most of the people in this room have trusted Christ as Savior and maybe did it several years ago. You've been saved, you've been baptized, you've been growing in the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Is that a divine appointment, that opportunity you had to get saved? Was that a divine appointment? Did God put all that together? Or was it just kind of, well, I sure was lucky? Let me tell you, I'm telling you this, and I mean this with all my heart. God put that together for you to get saved. God made things happen. You had an opportunity. Now, maybe you had an opportunity before and you didn't make the most of it. Maybe, like I did, I had several opportunities to get saved before I got saved and I did not take advantage of those opportunities. Thank God I didn't die somewhere between there because I would have gone right to hell. But the time when I trusted Christ, I believe was a divine appointment by God. I believe because my Bible says that now is the accepted time. He says today is the day of salvation. I believe that God makes that opportunity available to us, and He did to you. And He opened the doors, worked it out, put you in the situation. You had an opportunity. But let me ask you a question. If God has divine appointments like that for our salvation, do you think, is it possible maybe He has a divine appointment giving you other opportunities? We like it for salvation. Boy, we get excited. I just kind of look around. I mean, I think of my own life and how I got saved and how God put all that together. I mean, I couldn't wiggle out of that. I think about the day that Paula Key came driving up here and my wife and I just happened to be in the parking lot. Remember that? And here comes Paula. And just kind of wanted to know if this was a decent church. Is this where she wanted to come to church? And boy, I mean, it was amazing. We were coming back from a funeral. I had just preached a funeral. In fact, I believe I had preached a funeral. And that funeral had taken us, we had to cut a vacation short in order to come back to preach the funeral. And we had the funeral that day, just came back. Brenda and I were together in the parking lot, and there comes Paula. Isn't that something? What if some old disgruntled buzzard was walking around out there and said, what do you think of this church? Or she said, hey, sir, could you tell me about this? Well, this is a terrible place. And what would have happened then? But you see, you know what's exciting about that? She had an opportunity. My wife brought her in and said, let me show you the auditorium. And got her in here and took out her Bible and led her to Christ. And all that was an opportunity. She had her opportunity. And Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Amen. And that's so exciting to me. Now again, we all, and now you're going back and you're thinking about your own salvation. You're thinking, wow, you know, that's an exciting thing. And some of you, you know, your parents led you to the Lord. What a blessing that is. You know, you went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and one Sunday night after church, you were all worried and concerned about hell, and you were maybe 6 or 5 years old or something, and you went to your mom, you went to your dad, you said, oh, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to, please. I don't want to. And there's your opportunity. And dad maybe took his Bible out and he showed you how you could know for sure you're going to heaven. And there you prayed and you asked Jesus into your heart and you had an opportunity. You had a great opportunity. And you took advantage of that opportunity. I don't know, you know, we could go through many. And we recognize, we would say salvation. Yes, it's your opportunity. In fact, when we go soul winning, when you witness to loved ones, you say, hey, now's your opportunity. Now you need to get saved. But it's amazing how we don't look at other situations quite the same way. I told you it's a long introduction. Because just like to be saved is an opportunity, so is to stand is an opportunity. To stand. I mean, we have multitudes of opportunities to sin all day long, right? All tempted. Everybody here, tempted. I know you're more spiritual than that. You don't even, you're never even tempted, right? Let me tell you something. Every temptation, stay with me now, every temptation is an opportunity to stand. Every temptation, every opportunity you have to sin, okay, flip that over, it's an opportunity to stand. It's an opportunity for God to say, hey, look what my son did. Look what my daughter did. Look what my child did. They stood. It's an opportunity. You say, oh, these temptations are getting to me. No. They're not temptations. They're opportunities. Because there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. And we often forget that. God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. You can stand. You can do right in that temptation. It's an opportunity. Oh, I'm just being, the devil is just after me so much. You have a great opportunity. Opportunity to stand. An opportunity to serve. Opportunities all the time to serve. Opportunity to suffer. We say, preacher, what was our mission conference theme? Take up your cross. What's cross all about? Well, within that is the potential to suffer. It's an opportunity. I'm not excited about all the different things that are going on in our world today. It grieves me. But I didn't just now become grieved over this world. It didn't just now happen to me. I mean, it's been happening, and it should have been happening to each and every one of us. To watch the way people think anymore. To watch how the world has drifted so far away from God. You know, but wait a minute. Doesn't that give us an opportunity? Well, I don't know. It's no different than the opportunity you had to get saved. You have an opportunity to suffer. We all do. And Lord willing, it won't come to that. But it already is coming to that in some senses. Boy, nobody likes that. We don't like it, do we? I know I don't like it. But it's an opportunity. And wait a minute. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Do we not, when we read the scripture, do we not understand that people suffered that we get up and preach about? Moses choosing to suffer affliction with the people of God. Now, I'm not saying, Lord, I want to suffer. I'm just saying, is it possible that you're just getting an opportunity? The pain that you feel, the hurt that you feel, is it possible you're just getting an opportunity? Is it an opportunity? It's an opportunity to praise God while you're in pain. My wife has done that now for 20-some years, you know? And we had to look at, okay, well, obviously God is God, and God can heal, and God can do anything. So obviously this has to be an opportunity. It has to be. Could it be your financial issues and problems? Is this maybe an opportunity? An opportunity to trust God. An opportunity to believe God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You say, yeah, but I don't like all that. I understand that. But I'm just saying, how can we treat it any different than this opportunity that this blind beggar took advantage of when Jesus passed by? How can we not say, this is Jesus passing by? How can we not walk out of the doctor's office and say, well, this is Jesus passing by? How could not someone like myself with glaucoma, every drop that I put in, how could I not recognize, hey, my God knows about all this? And say, you know, this is an opportunity that I have to trust my God. To be saved, to stand, to serve, to suffer, an opportunity to sacrifice. Sacrifice, giving, tithing, and giving, and faith promise, an opportunity to sacrifice, an opportunity to sing, to praise God, to sing, an opportunity to speak, tell someone about Jesus Christ. Is God not allowed to put us anywhere He wants to put us so that we can speak for Him? Isn't God allowed to put us in any situation so that we can have faith in Him? Can't we just understand that God in heaven gives us an opportunity? I'm amazed how people will say, you know, I was just praying that God would use me. And the first trial that comes in their life, they say, I can't believe this. What do you mean you can't believe this? This may be the answer to your prayer. How is it we are the ones that tell God how to use us? Who in the world do we think we are that we would tell God, okay, this is exactly what I mean by this. I want you to use me, and here's how you're going to do it, God. That's not, I promise you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't have asked for a fiery furnace. Daniel would not have asked for a lion's den. Even when you know how it's going to end, you know, you'd be hesitant to ask for that. I'm just saying, think about the opportunities. The opportunities that we have. Five things and I'm done. And this will go quick. Number one, we see the place of opportunity. It says, it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. What a lucky man. Now, see, I'm the kind of guy, I want to study that, I want to think through it, Brother Hawkins. And I want to really analyze that, and I want to try to figure this out. Okay. Did God put the man there, or did Jesus go where the man was? Amen. I want to know what all the circumstances were. I want to know why that guy happened to be at that certain spot, because he's a certain blind man, so I have to think there was a certain place that certain blind man was certainly going to be. And then Jesus knew. Did he change his itinerary to walk by there? What all did happen? I mean, I wanted to kind of figure all that out, but the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. It was a place of opportunity. And what an opportunity this guy has. And that place of opportunity isn't always appealing, because he's by the wayside begging. Maybe holding out a cup, begging. That's not a good place. I would imagine his guts are growling. What do you think? He probably hadn't had a good meal in a long time. It doesn't look like an appealing sort of place, but it's his opportunity. And sometimes when we're in unappealing opportunities, we become unappealing ourselves. God, why are you doing this to me? God, this isn't what I asked for. God, don't you understand? I can't handle it. Are y'all listening to me? Isn't that what we do? And we don't recognize this is an opportunity. How about a mother in labor? What an opportunity and what a pain. It's hard on the dads too. I've said this for years, and thank God he showed me this a long time ago. Wouldn't you say that a miracle is a great opportunity to be able to see a miracle? Wouldn't that be something? Don't you understand, though? You need a mess in order for there to be a miracle. You ever pray for a miracle? Seriously, I mean, really. Come on, folks, let's be honest here. Have you ever prayed for a miracle? Begging God for a miracle. I'm gonna just guess you were in a mess. Right, Daryl? Yeah, I've shed those miracle-needing tears myself. And those miracle-needing tears are always right when I'm in the middle of a mess. But there's an opportunity for God to do a miracle. I get a kick out of the charismatic people. They're just, you know, they just are so unrealistic. You know, oh, we're just looking for a miracle. You don't have any idea what you're talking about. You want somebody to walk on water. God's miracle. You want to see some sign. And the Bible says a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. No. I want God to work. But the truth of the matter is, if God's going to do the work, then I've got to be in a position where I'm going to step aside so He can. And you know that the only time you and I seem to step aside is when we need a miracle. When we figure we can't do it anymore. And usually that's right in the middle of a mess. That's where this guy was. He was right in the middle of a mess. You know, I just want a miracle. And all of a sudden you get laid off. What is God doing? I just love to see God. Where's the God of miracles still around? And you go to the doctor and the doctor says you have a health problem. God, that isn't what I asked for. Asking for a miracle and you get laid off. Wait a minute, what are you doing? This guy's blind, and he's begging. But I got news for you. He's in a hard place, but he's in the right place because he has an opportunity. Do you understand? It doesn't matter who you are tonight. It doesn't matter what problem you may have. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how deep in sin you are. None of that really matters because you have an opportunity. It is your place right now. Of opportunity. Now, you have a great opportunity right now. Stop begging God for patience. And the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. Okay, so you're there. You're in tribulation. Okay, you're there. You're in a trial. Okay, you're there. You're in sorrow. What a great opportunity this is. We like to think of opportunities as Paul Akee driving up and saying, what must I do to be saved? And that is a great opportunity. But just as great of an opportunity as Pastor Rogers in the valley. And he needs God to do something. That's as much an opportunity. And the same Jesus passing by that saved Paul Akee is the same Jesus that has to get me out of my trouble. And he's the same Jesus that has to get you out of your trouble too. Was the guy blind and begging so that Jesus could work in his heart? I always think things like that. Just so he'd have the opportunity. Maybe that's why you're in the place you're in right now. Just so God can do it. Just so God can hear you say, I believe you, God. Just so God can hear you say, I trust you. It's the place of opportunity. Hey, are you in that place tonight? Are you in a place where God has to do it? This is your opportunity. Take advantage. Number one, the place of opportunity. Number two, the pressure of opportunity. There is pressure. There is pressure. Verse 39, they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He finds out that Jesus is passing by, and verse 38, he cried saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And all of a sudden, people all around, hey, don't bother him. Don't bother him, he's healing people. Don't bother him, he's loving people. Don't bother him, he's a miracle worker. Don't. And that's how it is. Isn't that sad? Isn't it amazing? The pressure. Let me tell you, Satan wants you to fail with your opportunity. He wants you to blow it with your opportunity. He does not want you to get victory. He doesn't want you to get that miracle. He doesn't want the right things to happen. Listen, Job's wife said to Job, when Job had his opportunity to stand for God, she said, curse God and die. And there's pressure. Oh, is there ever pressure with our opportunities? It's like when you take a test, pressure. We had a young lady take a test last week. There were a lot of people took tests, but there was one. There was some serious pressure. Yeah. Tests. Oh. Isn't it amazing? James said, count it all joy. What's that? Divers temptations or tests. Count it all joy. Whoopee! I get to take a test. You know why? He said that because it's an opportunity. I don't like tests. Well, if you study enough, you pass your tests. If you work hard, you'll pass the test. You don't have to worry about a test. Tests really should be a blessing. Oh, I hate spelling tests. I just dread you wouldn't if you studied. If you memorize a spelling word, spelling tests are so easy because you know what you're going to get. Hello? You don't even have to think. All you have to do is memorize how to spell the words. Are you all with me tonight? That's true. You say, well, you just said you don't have to think. You don't. Memorize it. That's all you have to do. And you pass your spelling test. Memorize a vocab word. Okay, this word means, and know what the word means. You can't fail. Hello? Well, I just don't like those tests. Well, but again, understand this. A test is an opportunity. And the truth of the matter is, in our lives, God wants us to succeed. Satan wants us to fail, and there's our opportunity. There it is, right there. And there's pressure. That's what bothers so many people. There's pressure. There's pressure. With every opportunity, there's opposition. With every opportunity, there's maybe the world and peer pressure. You know, with every opportunity, there's your flesh that says, I'm tired. I'm fearful. I'm carnal. With every opportunity, there's the devil who's injecting all of his mess and throwing his darts at you. There's pressure. but it's still an opportunity. It's like you came tonight and you said, I hope preacher preaches something uplifting. I'm really down and I'm really discouraged. That you have an opportunity. Isn't that great? You say, that's not what I wanted to hear. No, that's what you need to hear. Because it's time for you to take advantage of the opportunity. Why? Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing by and he is going to take care of you. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And David encouraged himself. It's time for you to take advantage of your opportunity. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Whatever you're going through, however deep it is, it's a deeper opportunity. It's bigger than ever. It's a great opportunity. Could it be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Fiery furnace? Could it be the lion's den with Daniel? Could it be with the Apostle Paul on the shipwreck out in the sea? Yeah, what are you going to do? It's your opportunity. It's pressure, though, because of the opposition. But I got news for you. It may be the only chance. It may be the only opportunity you have to succeed in that. What a shame, we say, if somebody turns down salvation. I submit to you tonight, what a shame that we turn down taking advantage of our opportunity. You say, oh, you don't understand. Everything's bad in my life. Wow, you have got a great opportunity. If everything's going bad, you have one of the best opportunities in the world. What are you talking about? Yeah, you can please God. Because everything's bad. You suppose God was asleep when everything went bad on you? See, there's pressure. There's pressure. That's why you should not waste one opportunity. Number two is the passing of opportunity. Because it says, they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Hello. Once Jesus passed by, it was going to be too late for this fella. He's a blind beggar. And Jesus is passing by. He had an opportunity. Amen? Once passed, too late. Once passed, maybe he never gets an opportunity to see again. Right? Do you understand? We'll never experience 2009 again. This day, at midnight, it'll be over. Did you take advantage of your opportunity? Did you take advantage of the opportunity God gave you? The passing of opportunity. It's a scary thing to me. Because I think of it in terms of salvation. And if I hadn't got saved, I mean, comes a point where I'm not sure I ever would have got saved if I just kept saying no to God. And it scares me that much. The night I got saved, I mean, I don't regret it. I'm thrilled. I mean, that's the greatest day of my life when I got saved. But I often think, what if I hadn't got saved? Was that when Jesus was passing by? Was that my opportunity to get saved? Was that my last opportunity? Would I have driven home that night and gone, had a head-on collision with a semi-truck on the way home and gone into eternity in hell? And we all kind of think about that sometimes with our salvation, but why don't we think about it with everything else that goes on in our lives? You know, God's given you an opportunity. Don't let it pass. You're in a mess right now. You have an opportunity. You have health problems. You have an opportunity. You have money problems. You have an opportunity. You have relationship problems. You have an opportunity. You have sin problems and temptations. You have an opportunity. Instead of looking at it like, I'm tempted so much. I'm so tempted to get. Look at it like, wow, I have an opportunity to stand for Jesus. Just like Daniel did when he said, when the Bible says he purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Amen. A teenager, this girl, she's just so beautiful, and she's really chasing after me, and I just don't know what I'm. Well, you have a great opportunity to say, hey, get away from me. You have an opportunity. That's what it is. Exactly. Don't waste the opportunity. Number four is the power of opportunity. And I like this fella here. He doesn't mess around. You know, verse 41, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Hey, I like that. You know what? God, you've given me this opportunity. See, if you would recognize the opportunity, you might know how to pray better. Instead of whining around all the time about the problem you're facing, how about this? God, you obviously have allowed this to happen in my life, and now I'm asking you that you'll do away with it. I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. This fella, hey, he didn't say, "Jesus, I know who you are, and I cannot believe that you let me be blind. I can't believe that you would do such a thing to me." Just like the fella in John 9, who was born blind. And the Bible says God did it so he'd bring glory to God. Did you ever think that maybe some of the things in your life, sure, some of them are the result of sin, I understand. But did you ever think that a lot of the things in our lives are to bring God glory with our life? This fellow says, "That I may receive my sight." He wasn't going to waste his opportunity. He realized the power of opportunity. Here's my opportunity right now, and I'm going to ask. It's kind of like when I got saved, I didn't mess around. I did not mess around. I ran into the bedroom, knelt at the bed, and cried out my heart to God to save me. And we all say, "Yes, that's wonderful." What about the opportunity God's given you? The power of opportunity. Jesus said unto him, verse 42, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee." And it all came down to that. That was his opportunity. Wow, if I could just see God do a miracle, would you be willing to be blind first? Would you be willing to be a beggar first? I'm not too sure. One of the great miracles of our lives, my wife and I, is the time we prayed for food and there was a knock on the door and there was a sack of groceries on the front doorstep. With Chips Ahoy cookies. And not a soul in sight. That's one of the greatest, just an amazing thing. We've seen lots of things like that, but just never anything quite like that. We were very young Christians. The cabinets were bare. There was nothing. We had an opportunity. She could have griped and complained. She could have been upset, but it was never like that. It was because it was an opportunity. God, do I really believe you or not? Hey, do you really believe God or not? Do you really trust him or not? The power of opportunity. Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Look what it says in verse 43. Immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And that brings me to the last thing, the praise of opportunity. Number one, the place of opportunity. Number two, the pressure of opportunity. Number three, the passing of opportunity. Number four, the power of opportunity. Number five, the praise of opportunity. What are the things? When is the last time you praised him? I submit to you, the last time you praised him was the last time you took advantage of an opportunity. Amen. You say, "Well, I mean, it's been a long time, preacher." I venture to think that within that time period, you had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Sin came, and you gave in to it. You could have said, "No, get back! Get behind me, Satan!" You could have stood. But you didn't. Had you stood, you'd have praised him. You'd have slept better that night, right? You would have. You'd have avoided a lot of scars. Right? I'm just saying, the last time you praised him is probably the last time you took advantage of an opportunity. You say, "Boy, the praiser has been pretty quiet." Yeah. But you know what? In all that time, you've had lots of opportunities. Financial, health, things not going the way you thought they should. Opportunities. Opportunities to say, Lord, I yield to you. Opportunities to say, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll give what you want me to give. All those opportunities, and we just pushed them aside. Boy, aren't you glad you didn't do that to your salvation opportunity? Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. What a great miracle. I wonder what a great